Well, the month of October is called Pastor Appreciation Month.
我们十月份呢，就是我们啊感谢牧师的一个月。
And this year, the pastor thought, well, we should also appreciate all of you.
咁样呢，今天呢，他们大家都说我们也应该感谢你们每一位。
So starting today and the next 3 weeks, we're going to recognize those who serve here at Northwest.
所以呢，从今天开始，下面的三个礼拜呢，我们呢也要认可你们在这里服务的弟兄姐妹。
And so today I just want to recognize those of you that serve in Sunday morning worship.
那今天呢，我就想认可你们在星期主日的有侍奉的弟兄姐妹。
Some of you lead Sunday morning worship through singing, and some of you enhance our worship.
那有些人呢就带领我们崇拜歌唱的，有些人呢就把我们的崇拜提升起来。
So when if I name your ministry, I want you to stand up.
假如我提到你那个服务的地方，请你侍奉的岗位，请你站起来。
So those of you that serve in the music ministry, either you're a singer or you're a musician or a pianist, why don't you just stand up for a moment?
音乐组的，不管你是唱歌的还是乐队，请你们站起来。
And these servants work to get our hearts ready.For worship.
这一些仆人呢，他们预备我们的心来崇拜。
Okay, so give me a hand.
请大家拍手。
Thank you. Okay, if you are an usher or you're a welcome greeter, I want you to stand up. You're welcome ministry or ushers.
假如你是施事的、招待的、欢迎团队的施工，请你们站起来。
Okay, these are those that take offering and...
还有那些收奉献的啦。
Thank you.
谢谢你们。
These folks are sometimes the first people that visitors meet, and they help set the tone for that visitor, whether it'll be a good visitor or not.
那这他们呢，就是欢迎团队呢，就是通常是那个客人来看到第一个人他们呢也可以说替我们的崇拜设立了一个定调。
And if you're a moderator or you do announcements from the stage, I want you to stand up.
那假如你是主席，你是报告那个我们的事情的话，向我请站起来，谢谢你们。
And these folks, they make announcements and they tell us what's coming up so that we can invite people to come and participate.
你刚才那几位呢，他是替我们报告的，所以呢，我们会知道我们教会有什么事项，我们呢就可以知道了。
And then we have those that enhance our worship, which are our audio and our video people hiding in the back.
那还有躲在后面的呢，他们就是音响啦、视频的，他们也高高提升了我们崇拜的氛围。
So if you help with that, stand up, please.
假如你是那方面的，请站起来。
Also,
还有
those that help with baptisms, you get the baptistry ready, or you wash the clothing afterwards, or those who help with Lord's Supper. If you help with those areas, why don't you stand up?
还有那些呢，帮助受洗的、洗衣服的，
yeah, stand up,
还有你侍奉圣餐的，都请你站起来。
These folks help us remember our covenant, our commitment to the Lord.
这些弟兄姐妹呢，他帮助我们来记得我们跟神的承诺。
Lastly, if you're a translator, you translate into Cantonese or English, why don't you stand up also?
所有的翻译的，请你们站起来。
Alright, thank you. I appreciate Connie always translating for me.
You're very welcome.
But I appreciate all the translators because they make us sound good.
我很感谢所有的翻译的人，因为他们让我觉得很好。
Now, if you saw when people stood up, some of you stood up more than once, like men.
那你看到刚才站起来的人呢？有些人站起来不止一次，好像我们的李明弟兄。
And that means many people serve in multiple positions in worship.
那这样子就说很多人呢，还是在重复的单位里头来侍奉的。
If you're not serving,during worship, go tell men or one of the others that you'll take one of their jobs and help them out.
假如你没有侍奉的话，你呢可以去跟李明讲，哎，请你给让我有机会侍奉，我想要你的事情。
So whether you're on the stage or you're rarely seen, we appreciate you helping us worship the Lord.
所以呢，不管你是站在台上的，还是呢，我们很少看到你露脸的，你呢，我们还是非常感谢你们的。
But today I want to talk to you about why do we even worship?
那今天呢，我要跟大家讲讲为什么我们要敬拜。
What is the purpose of worshiping God?
那目的是什么？对神的敬拜目的的是什么？
Why is this such an important part of our Christian life?
为什么这是我们基督徒这么重要的在生命里头？
From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is full of people worshiping God.
从创世纪到启示录，很多很多人都在敬拜神。
Let's look at John 4:23.
看看约翰福音4:24.
Jesus describes the worship he expects from us.
耶稣解释给我们听，他需要我们怎么样的崇拜。
Yet a time is coming, and it has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
4:23-24, 时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的，必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
In the Old Testament, people worship through their actions primarily.
那在旧约的时候呢，大家呢都用行动来崇拜。
You know, they brought sacrifices, they came to the temple, they worshiped.
他来到那个他们的那个会堂，然后他们带东西来，然后最后他们就崇拜。
And Jesus says, I want you to worship with actions and your attitude.
耶稣说，我要你用你的行动跟你的态度来敬拜我。
True worshippers must stand up and step forward and worship God in spirit and in truth.
真正的基督徒应该站起来，沿着慢前向前走一步的来敬拜神。
Spirit means your worship starts inside.
灵就你要用你的心灵，用你的里面的心灵来敬拜。
A choice to love God from the inside. It's your will.
你是拣选从你的心里头，是你自由意志的来去敬拜神。
Truth means that our worship is focused on the Word of God.
真理呢，用真就是我们。专注在神的话语里头。
When we worship God, we enter into His presence.
我们敬拜神的话，我们就进入了他的同在。
And we connect to Him spiritually, heart to heart.
我们呢就在用我们的灵跟他连接，跟他的灵一起连接。
They say that when two people are in love, they form a spiritual connection.
有人说两个人相爱的话呢，他们两个呢好像他们的灵里头都连接在一起。
That means their connection to each other is more than physical and just emotional.
所以这样子说，他们两个的连结呢，是超越他们的身体，超越情感的。
It means they know each other's feelings and desires and their thinking.
就是说，他们知道对方的思想、渴望跟感觉。
They know what each other's going to say before they say it.
他们知道对方要说什么，对方还没说，他们就知道他们对方要说什么了。
I already know what my wife wants to eat for lunch today.
我已经知道我太太今天会吃什么中餐。
Because that's how we're connected, isn't that weird?
就是我们就在用这个方法来互相连接的，是不是很奇怪？
She wants an Arby sandwich with curly fries.
她要吃阿比的三文治，还有那个卷起来的那个薯条。
And if I go buy it for her, she'll be pleased and she'll be happy.
假如我替她买的话，她就会很高兴。
And see, this is the goal of worship, to be spiritually connected to God.
这个就是我们崇拜的目的，要在灵里面跟神连接。
We know what God is thinking in His head.
我们要知道神在想什么。
We know what He's feeling in His heart.
我们要知道他也心里面想什么。
And He knows what we want Him to do.
他也知道我们他要我们做什么。
And there's three truths about Jesus, or about worship.
这有敬拜有三个真理。
The first one is we are made to worship God.
第一呢，我们是造来敬拜神的。
It's how God made us.
这个是神是这样子造我们的。
It's a part of our spiritual DNA.
这个是我们灵里的基因。
We are made to worship God.
我们是被神造来敬拜他的。
And we see this in Acts chapter 17:26.
看看使徒行传17章。
Paul is preaching to a bunch of Greek philosophers.
那保罗呢，跟一般希腊的那个信徒讲道。
From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. For God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
使徒行传17章26到28，他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以传摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、全流都在乎他。就如你们做事的，有人说我们也是他所生的。
God made each one of us.
神造我们每一个人。
He placed us in a time and place in this world to live.
他把我们摆在这个时间、这个地点在住。
And we find our reason for living in God.
我们找到了我们活着的理由，就是在主里面。
Verse 27 says that God did this so that you would seek him.
27节说，神这样子说，就是要为了你们可以找得到他。
Seek is a key word.
寻求就是很重要的一个字。
God made you and me so we would seek God.
神造你跟我，所以我们可以去寻他，寻求他。
If we don't seek God and we don't seek to know him, we fail.
假如我们要寻求，寻求不到他呢，我们就失败了。
We don't seek God, we will have an empty and meaningless life.
假如我们寻神寻求不到的，我们的生命就会空虚，毫无意义。
Human beings run around this world with a God-sized empty hole in their soul because they don't have God.
我们假如没有神的人呢，我们的心里头呢有一个好像神一般大的一个空洞。
When you don't have God, you will seek someone or something greater than you to fill that emptiness.
那假如你没有神的话，你就会找一个强有力的人或者一些事情来填补你这个这么大的这个洞。
We might idolize rich and famous people and want to be like them.
我们的偶像可能就是有钱呢又出名的人。
We might seek to fill that empty hole with power or profit or material possessions.
我们也可能用我们的权力、财富还是其他物质上的东西来填满我们那个空洞。
A lot of people end up worshiping their pain and problems and living in depression and sadness.
有些人呢就在他们的痛苦跟他们难题里头成为的这些偶像。
A lot of people try to cover up that emptiness with drugs or alcohol or pornography and addictive behavior.
那很多人呢就用药物啦、酒精啦，还是那些上瘾的那些不好的行为来填补他们那个空洞。
When we try to fill that empty hole with something other than God, it still leaves us empty.
假如我们不是用神来填我们的洞的话，用其他东西没有用的，还是空的。
We were made to worship God.
我们是造来敬拜神的。
When you don't worship God, this world is filled with violence and bombings and shootings and hate.
假如你不敬拜神的话，这个世界充满仇恨，充满那个炸弹，充满那些人做这些坏事。
Worship is not a religious activity.
那敬拜呢，竟并不是一个宗教的活动。
A lot of people that think that coming on Sunday morning is like going to the movies. It's an activity, something you do on Sunday.
那有些人呢，以为来教会，星期天来教会呢，就好像去看一场电影一样。
Worship is entering into the presence of God.
敬拜呢，就是要进到神的同在。
And giving him your full attention.
把所有的注意力都给神。
That might be here on Sunday morning.
可能就是礼拜天早上。
It might be in your quiet time, in your personal time with God.
可能就在你自己私人安静的时候。
And so we appreciate those in the worship ministry because they help us focus our attention on God.
所以呢，我们非常感谢敬拜团队所有服事的，因为他们让我们集中我们的注意力来敬拜神。
So I ask you, did you come today to meet the Creator of the universe?
那你今天是不是来这里，跟那个创造宇宙的神见面呢？
The second thing I want to tell you today is that worship is for our benefit.
第二点牧师要讲的话，敬拜是为了我们自己的利益。
God does not need our worship.
神并不要我们敬拜他的。
When we don't worship God, God doesn't wonder, why aren't they singing to me? Why aren't they praising me? He doesn't need our worship.
假如你敬拜他的话, 神不会再想紧张的, 哎呀, 为什么他们不拜我? 为什么他们不来敬拜我?
God does not need our praise or adoration.
神并不要我们的赞美跟崇拜。
God does not need our worship, but we need to worship God.
神并不要我们敬拜他, 可是我们要敬拜他。
Let's read Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
12章30到31节, 你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说, 要爱人如己, 再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
Our worship is how we tell God we love Him.
我们崇拜是告诉神我们的多么爱他。
One thing I've learned is if you love God, when you have a loving relationship with God, it is easier to love other people.
假如你跟神有一个很亲密的关系的话呢, 你就很容易去爱别人了。
And when I can freely love other people, I can actually love myself.
那假如我能够自由自在地爱别人, 我就会爱我自己。
And so worship keeps us in balance.
所以呢, 崇拜是在让我们在我们的生命之中, 生活之中得到平衡。
Worship keeps us connected to God.
敬拜也让我们跟神连结。
It keeps the lines of communication open between you and God.
好像一个通话的线把它打开了, 你跟神可以连结在一起。
When we stop worshiping God, we stop talking and listening to God.
假如我们停止了跟神联络, 连线的话, 我们就不听到神了。
I meet so many Christians that stop worshiping God and they stop hearing God's voice speak to them.
好多基督徒, 他们停止了跟神通话, 所以呢, 大家听不到神了。
Look at this picture on the slide.
看看这幅图画。
Next slide. Oh, did we lose that? No picture? I'm sorry. Well, there was a transistor radio, I thought.
牧师有一张照片是用做那个旧的晶体的那个收音机。
Okay, imagine for yourselves a transistor radio. Remember those old radios?
你记不记得那些很老的那个收音机,就是那个旧晶体的收音机?
If you want to listen to a certain station, I listen to country, you have to tune it just right.
那你呢一定要假如你要听一个电台的话牧师喜欢听乡村音乐你一定要把它调到很对的频率。
And if you tune it just wrong, you get this Mexican station.
假如你差一点点的话呢墨西哥的台就出来了。
And you have to tune into the right frequency.
你一定要把它调到很对的频率。
Human beings need to be tuned in to God's frequency.
人呢, 我们一定要把自己调到神的那个频率里头。
In spirit and in truth.
在真理诚实上面。
We need to listen, we need to be tuned in so we can hear the voice of God.
我们要把它调准准的, 我们可以听到神的声音。
When we're not in tune with God, we start separating from Him.
假如我们调不准的话, 我们就跟神分离了。
We no longer hear His voice or we no longer feel His presence.
我们就听不到他的声音, 我们感不到他的同在。
And we no longer know His will.
我们也不知道他的旨意。
Worship is like paddling a canoe.
崇拜呢, 好像是划船一样,
how many of you
划一个独木舟?
How many of you have been in a canoe or a boat where you had to paddle or you had to row?
多少人曾经坐过独木舟在划的呢?
When you paddle, you make a motion that pushes you in a certain direction.
当你摇那个桨的话呢, 你就会向前冲。
But the moment you stop, the wind or the current pulls you away.
假如你停止的话呢, 风跟那个气流呢, 就会把你吹走。
Our worship is like every stroke of a paddle. It brings us and keeps us closer to God.
我们的崇拜呢, 就是我们每一掌, 好像, 划的每一掌, 让我们跟神, 更加接近。
When we stop worshiping God, we just drift away from Him.
假如我们听不到神的话呢, 我们就会离开了。
See, we need to worship God to keep us centered on God.
我们敬拜神, 让神成为我们的中心。
That's why when we worship together, it helps us remind us and center us on God.
所以我们一起来敬拜, 让我们知道神是我们的中心。
If you don't worship God on Sunday morning, you start drifting away.
假如你星期天你不来这里一起崇拜神的话，你慢慢的会就会漂流了。
And I can tell you this, if you're not hungry to worship on Sunday, you'll stop having quiet times.
那假如你不是饥渴慕义的来啊敬拜神的话，你就不会在你安静的时候，你也不会啊求神。
Worship is for our benefit.
啊，敬拜呢是为了我们的好处。
The third thing we see is that worship requires a response.
啊，敬拜呢需要一个回应。
When you have worshiped God, you should respond in some way.
你假如敬拜神的话，你应该一定有一个方面的回应。
Have I ever told you that I like fishing?
我也没告诉你我很喜欢钓鱼。
I was talking to someone who went fishing.
啊，我跟那个去一起去钓鱼的人说话。
And I asked him, "Well, did you catch any fish?"
嘿，你有没有抓到鱼啊？
And he goes, no, but it doesn't matter because it's just nice being outdoors. It doesn't matter if I catch fish or not.
他说没有，不过没有关系，出来户外走走也蛮好的。
And I'm like, you're not serious about fishing then.
那我说你并不是认真的钓鱼了。
Because if you go fishing, you don't catch any fish, you're just boating.
假如你去认真的钓鱼，你不钓鱼，那你只不过是撑船而已。
Or you're just picnicking, you're not really fishing.
你只不过是郊游，你并不是在钓鱼。
Because if I go fishing, I want to catch fish.
假如我去钓鱼的话，我是要钓到鱼的。
I once heard someone said that, you know, someone asked them, "What did you do Sunday morning?"
有些人问我，你星期天干嘛？
They said, "Oh, I went to church."
啊，我去教会啊。
I'm like, really? That's what you did? You went to church?
就是去教会这么简单。
It sounded like all they did was went to church and sat in a pew.
他好像他就是来教会一条一条的凳子里面坐在其中的一个座位。
When people ask me what I did on Sunday, I say, I worship God.
有人问我你礼拜天干嘛了？我说我敬拜神。
I'll say, I worship God and God said to me to do this or do that.
我敬拜神，神告诉我应该做这个，做那个。
See, if you really worship God on Sunday morning or in your quiet time,
假如你真的在星期天敬拜神和在你私人的时间敬拜神的话，
it should provoke a response inside of you.
一定会惹起你一个回应的。
Now it might be a massive life-changing response.
可能是改变你生命的改变你整个生命的。
You give your life to Jesus.
你把你自己的生命给神。
Or maybe you get a call into ministry.
可能你会去做传道的工作。
Or sometimes that response might just be a tiny little nudge.
可能有些时候的改变呢，只是一点一点，很少的在你身上的一点点的微调。
God bonked you in the head and said, you know, start thinking this way instead of that way.
神在你头上敲了一下说你应该这样子做那样子做。
Because there must be movement when you worship God.
当你敬拜的时候一定会有一点动作。
That's how you know you worship God.
这样子你才知道你在敬拜神。
Now I'm not talking about dancing in the aisles and getting excited.
我并不是说你们要跳舞啊非常兴奋的这种样子。
I'm not talking about an emotional response.
我也不是说到你要情感上面噼里啪啦的那种回应。
Movement in your head or your heart or your hands to serve God.
就是回应用你的头你的心你的手这种的回应。
Real worship should provoke a response or action of some kind.
真正的敬拜的话一定会让你有一点那个反应的。
That's how you know you've worshiped God today.
这样子你就会知道你今天是在敬拜神。
And here are the three responses that are most common responses to worship.
这里是有这三个最平常的回应。
The first one is God will convict you.
第一个呢，神他会定你的罪。
Let's see. Next slide. Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. He redid all my slides. I can't. God will convict you of sin.
神为你的罪要定你的罪，定你罪。
See, the biggest problem in life is sin.
人生最大的罪恶呢，就是罪。
All the violence we heard of this past week is because of sin.
过去一个星期，我们听到所有那种恐怖的事情呢，都是因为罪。
All the broken homes and broken families because of sin.
所有破碎的家庭呢，都是因为罪。
And if you don't believe you're a sinner, you have a problem.
假如你不相信你是罪人，你就有问题了。
1 John 1:8.
约翰一书。
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So sometimes when we come on worship on Sunday morning or in a private quiet time, God's word will convict us of a sinful attitude or action in our hearts.
所以我们星期天或是自己在家里诗人敬拜的时候呢，神的话就会打入我们的心里头，来告诉我们定我们哪里做错的罪。
But if we don't confess that sin, we remain in sin, it keeps us from worshiping God.
那我们就要悔改，承认我们的罪。假如我们不悔改的话呢，我们一直会在留在罪中。
The more the sin, the greater the communication blockage, and we can't hear God's voice.
你罪越大的话呢，你越不能听到神的声音。
The sin of pride and arrogance and guilt and greed and hate and jealousy all poison our hearts.
所有的罪好像骄傲、傲慢、罪恶、贪婪、憎恨、妒忌等等，都是罪他们荼毒了我们的心灵。
A lot of people cannot move forward in life because they've never confronted their sins.
很多人在他们生命里头，他们不能前进，不能快乐，因为他们不忏悔，不承认他们有罪。
They'll never find happiness in life until they deal with their sin.
他们永远都不会快乐，除非他们能够找到他们的罪还承认。
When you hear people tell you their problems, there's a sin problem.
很多人告诉你们他们的问题，他们的问题都是罪的问题。
Oftentimes I invite people to come worship with us.
很多时候我邀请人家来跟我们一起敬拜。
But they don't want to worship, they don't want to read the Bible because it makes them feel bad.
可是他们不愿意来敬拜，他们不要读圣经，因为圣经会让他们感觉到很不好。
Because it convicts them of their sin.
因为圣经定他们的罪，神定他们的罪。
But see, you don't have to be afraid to enter into the presence of God.
可是你实在不用害怕进到神的同在。
God loves you and He died on the cross for your sin to cleanse you of your sin.
神爱你，神在十字架上为你而死，来洗清了你的罪。
When we come to worship and we're convicted of sin, Jesus will wash it away.
当你来到我们当中，来到教会，你承认你的罪，神会完全原谅赦免你的罪。
Your guilt turns into grace.
你的罪恶则变成了恩典。
If your sins are exposed, you confess unto God, and God will forgive you of your sins.
假如你的罪，你的被暴露了，你向主承认，神会原谅你的罪，宽恕你的罪。
Is God convicting you of some sin today?
今天神有没有在这里定你的罪呢？
Worship requires a response.
敬拜是需要回应的。
The second thing we see that worship does is God will comfort you when you worship Him.
第二呢点我们要讲的，你敬拜他的时候呢，神会安慰你。
Did you come today to worship God, but your heart is filled with health problems or finances or career?
你今天来这里敬拜神，可是你的心里有没有为了你的健康，为了你的财务事业等等来烦恼呢？
You're worried about school or work or your relationship.
你是不是担心你的学业，担心你跟人际的关系搞得不好呢？
Fear clouds your mind. You can't think. You're worried.
恐惧让你的意志蒙上了很多的阴影，让你想不出来。
You can't focus, you're paralyzed, you can't move.
你呢不能专注，你就瘫痪了，你不能动了。
If you're worrying, you cannot worship God.
假如你担忧太多的话呢，你就不能敬拜神。
If you want to stop worrying, you should worship God.
假如你不要担忧的话，你要敬拜神。
1 John 4:18.
约翰一书四章十八节。
There is no fear in love.
在爱里没有惧怕。
But perfect love drives out all fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love.
爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
When you know that God loves you and you love God, you're in the love zone.
当你知道你爱神，神也爱你的话，你就在神的那个爱的区域里头。
What do you have to be afraid of?
你还有什么好怕呢？
If you die, you go to heaven.
假如你死的话，你去天堂。
If you lose your job tomorrow, you're still going to go to heaven.
假如你失业了，你还是去天堂。
God loves you.
神爱你。
As you know, before I became a pastor, I used to be a CPA.
你大家知道，牧师做牧师之前呢，他是一个注册的会计师。
In order to be a CPA, I had to take a 19 and a half hour exam.
要成为注册会计师呢，我要要有一个19个半钟头的那个考试。
I studied hard, I prepared.
我很用功地读那个书，我准备的好了。
So the first day I'm taking the exam, and I had a problem.
那第一天我去考试呢，我就有问题了。
I couldn't answer the first problem.
第一个问题我都答不出来。
And they say, you know, I took a class on how to take the test. Well, if you can't do that, go to the next one.
那我在学校里头，他们叫我们，你假如在第一个问题你不会的话，你就去看下面的。
I couldn't answer the other one either.
第二个我也不会。
Then I went to the next one and the next one.
我一路看下去。
And I got to the end and I hadn't answered any of them.
到最后了，我一条都不会。
I mean, I started to panic. The streak of fear went down my back.
那我就很恐惧呢。那个恐惧的一道的，好像流到我的那个脊椎骨那里去。
I thought, how embarrassing.
我真的觉得很尴尬。
Even my brother Eddie passed this exam.
你们知道，我哥哥他都已经通过了那个考试了。
I'm the smart one.
我是我们家里聪明的那一个孩子啊。
Finally, I remembered that I had studied hard.
可是最后我想到了，我很用功的读书。
I knew the stuff.
我也懂。
I calmed down.
我就平静下来。
Went back to the first problem and figured it out.
我看了第一个问题，我就把它想出来了。
I went to the next one and I answered it.
第二个问题，我也想出来了。
And I passed that exam.
我就通过这个考试啦。
See, when my mind is clear, when I have God's peace and mind and Christ's clarity, I can see a pathway.
当我有神，我能够看得很清楚，我的脑子就会清楚了。
When God comforts me, I can see a pathway out of my trials and troubles.
当神安慰我的话，我就看到一条带我走出去的道路了。
The answer is already there in the Bible, or I already know it. I just need to see it.
所有的答案都在我们圣经里头，我们都知道，可是我们是要看的。
When I worship God, it should calm my soul so I can see clearly.
当我们敬拜神的话，他会安静我们的灵，所以我们可以看得清楚。
When you worship God, it should give you clarity.
当你敬拜神的话，他会给你一个清晰度。
Direction and hope.
他会给你方向，给你希望。
Maybe you came today confused and uncertain about life.
那你可能今天来到这里，你很混乱，你不知道你会怎么样。
But after worshiping God, you have clarity.
可是你敬拜神之后呢，你就会很清楚，很有清晰。
You can make a godly decision.
你会做一个神叫你做的决定。
You hold on to the hope of God's word.
你把神的话紧紧地抓住。
Someone's telling about a horrible physical problem that they have.
可能有人身体有很大的问题。
I just remind them, you hold on to God's promise.
请你抓住神的应许。
Or some people after worshiping realize that they just need to ask for help.
有些人呢，他就敬拜之后呢，其实他只需要叫我们帮助他就可以了。
You need help, ask your pastor.
假如你需要帮助的话，你可以来问黄牧师。
Do you need God's comfort today?
你需不需要今天要需不需要神的安慰呢？
Then the third response is this.
第三个回应是什么呢？
God will challenge you.
神会向你挑战。
Maybe you don't have an unconfessed sin or a worry.
可能你有一点罪，你有一点烦恼，你还没有忏悔。
But worship should challenge you.
可是敬拜他会挑战你。
God never changes, but when we worship God, we should change.
神永远不会改变，可是当我们敬拜神的话，
when we worship God,
然后我们会改变。
When we worship God in spirit and in truth, it should unlock our hearts to serve God.
当我们用心灵跟诚实来拜神的话，我们心里的锁呢就会被解开，明白神的旨意。
One day, the prophet Isaiah was allowed to look into heaven.
有一天以赛亚，神给他看一下天，先知以赛亚，神让他看一看天上的环境。
He entered into the very presence of God and saw the angels flying around singing, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord God Almighty.
他进入神的同在，看到天使在飞来飞去，说，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
He entered into worship in the purest form.
他已经进到崇拜最纯纯正的纯净的质量。
And then Isaiah 6:8.
在以赛亚书六章八八节。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me."
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah worshipped God and it energized and inspired him.
以赛亚他敬拜神，这样的话呢，就激励他，启发了他。
And then he heard God's voice saying, "Who will go? Who shall we send?"
然后他听到神的声音，谁会肯为我去呢？我应该差谁呢？
And Isaiah rose to the challenge and said, "Here I am, send me."
以赛亚他就站起来说，我在这里，请差遣我。
No hesitation.Just a desire to serve God.
一点都没有犹豫，就是有敬拜神，接受神的愿望，听服侍神的愿望。
Worship should challenge you.
敬拜应该会挑战你的。
When you hear God's voice, how will you respond?
当你听到神的声音，你会怎么样来回应呢？
God says, love that unlovable person at work.
神说，你在工作的地方有一个很不可爱的人，你去爱他吧。
Will you say, "Here I am, send me, God"?
你会不会说，我在这里，请你差遣我？
Maybe the challenge is for you to forgive someone.
可能挑战是叫你原谅一个人。
Maybe God says you should apologize to someone.
可能挑战是叫你向人家道歉。
Stand up, serve, love, or share the gospel with someone.
坚持你的信仰，侍奉，来跟人家分享你的福音。
Are you going to say, "Not me"?
你会不会说，不是我？
If you worship God, you should say, "Here I am, send me."
假如你敬拜神的话，你会说，我在这里，请差遣我。
See, when I worship God, it empowers me.
我们敬拜神的话，他会给我们很多的力量。
When my worship is right and real, it gives me the strength and courage to obey Him.
假如我的敬拜是真实的、正确的，就会给我勇气去遵循神的旨意。
And I will enjoy every moment of it because I love Jesus.
那我呢会享受每一个时刻，因为我爱耶稣。
See, the ultimate goal of worship is to make you look like Jesus Christ.
所以最终的目的呢，去敬拜呢，就要你更像耶稣。
So when we worship, we might clean up our act.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们会把我们不好的事情不做。
Or we might let go of our worries.
我们也会把我们的烦恼。
Or we might become committed soldiers to serve God.
我们成为一个精兵，成为神的精兵。
We will look like Jesus.
我们就会像耶稣了。
2 Corinthians 3:18.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
And we who with unveiled voices all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
True worship flows from our relationship with God.
真正的崇拜呢，来自我们跟神关系的流动。
It will give you a better life and a better future.
它会使你的生命，你的将来更加丰富。
So brothers and sisters, let me encourage you to come ready to worship.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我鼓励你准备好的来崇拜。
Come humble.
来到教会心存谦卑。
Come hungry.
饥渴慕义的来。
Come willing.
高兴愿意的来。
Come expecting the creator of the universe to talk to you.
来期望创造宇宙的人跟你说话。
Have you been convicted of God by God's word today?
你今天有没有被神的话定罪呢？
Thank the Lord.
谢谢神。
Have you been comforted by God's word today?
你今天有没有给神的话安慰呢？
Thank the Lord.
谢谢神。
Have you been challenged to stand up or speak up or serve somewhere today?
你今天有没有被挑战为神站立为神发言呢？
Thank the Lord for asking you.
谢谢神，因为他要你。
Take the next step and follow Jesus.
做再进一步的跟随耶稣。
That is my encouragement for you today, brothers and sisters.
今天我给你们的鼓励就是这个。
But remember this, before you can sincerely worship God, you need to believe in Him.
可是你要记得，你真的要忠诚的来敬拜神，你一定要相信他。
You need to know His Son, Jesus Christ.
你要知道认识他的儿子耶稣基督。
So today, if you're here and you've never made a commitment to Christ, I encourage you to trust in Him today.
假如今天你来到这里，你还不认识耶稣，我希望你今天能够决定。
Believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead.
耶稣基督为你的罪钉死在十字上架，十字架上，而且三天之后复活。
Know how much God loves you.
你要知道神多么的爱你。
Now is the time to worship God by first giving Him your heart.
现在就是要敬拜他的时候，就是首先你把你的心给他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we just worship you now. We open our
神，我们今天打开我们的心，我们来敬拜你。
We open our hearts to you and give it to you.
我们把我们的心打开，把心给你。
Father, with our head, we want to know your word.
神啊，我们的头要知道你的话语。
With our heart, we want to commit to follow you.
用我们的心，我们要遵守你。
And with our hands, we want to serve you.
用我们的手，我们来侍奉你。
So please speak to us today as we worship you.
请你今天跟我们说话，当我们在敬拜你的时候。
We praise your name.
我们赞美你的名。
And we thank you for the life we have.
我们谢谢你给我们的这一生。
And Father, if there's someone here today who needs to believe in you, I pray they open their heart to you today.
父神啊，今天假如有人在这里，他还没有信你，求你打开他们的心。
We praise and worship you in Jesus' name.
我们敬拜赞美，因为主的名，阿门，阿门。